Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Blueprint for Life, the Hebrew Israelite way of life. This is Elder V, also known as V the Preacher. And welcome to the Shabbat, the day of rest, the day that the Most High has made for man, not man for this day. All praises to the Most High, the great I am that I am. The one and only true God, one true God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. I pray that you're finding rest and peace after a long work week. Whatever strife you've been through, that you can put that to the side. This is not a day for work, cooking, laboring, toiling in the field, trading with Babylon in this Gentile system, but this is a day set aside to reflect and give praises to the Most High and get your rest on and understand what he has done and what he's going to do, especially in the perilous times that we're living in. Brace yourself, because we're getting ready to go for a ride. Nevertheless, before we get started, let's go before him in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in Shemaim. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We understand that it's all about the law. Shalom. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. This is Elder V. And this is Blueprint for Life, where we reflect on the laws, do the reading of the laws that they did in the synagogue. As you read in Acts 13 and 13, how Apostle Paul and many of the other disciples carried on in the way of the Israelites, where they would go and hear the scrolls read and the Torah read on the blueprint, the moral way of life, the way that the Most High had set for us to live a Kodesh life by adhering to the dietary laws, the way we dressed ourselves, the laws of how we dealt with each other in community. There was never an amount of these laws numbered. You find out that in the Talmud, they begin to try and number the laws, but there were a number of laws for us to know how to carry ourselves and to govern ourselves. It was our government, based upon the Most High's principles, that had us in sync with heaven as far as our feasts, our festivals, and our times. And it gave us a way to be able to be a light and to be set apart from the other nations in this earth. And we defiled them and broke them, our forefathers, which is what has us under the curses to this day. When you look at Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it clearly states that we had gone into captivity. No man would buy us, sell us. You hear people now saying, well, you were sold as slaves, so that means somebody did buy you. But no, we were not bought out of our captivity and bought back into freedom and redeemed. The one who redeemed us was our Savior, the Messiah, Emmanuel. He was the one that redeemed us from the curse of the law. And the curse of the law, more often than not, led to death, being stoned when you broke one of these commandments and laws. But because of his sacrifice, there's grace and mercy in the earth. Which is why a lot of people think they do not have to keep the laws anymore, which is why I guess they're killing, committing adultery, full of idolatry, worshiping everything in this world, wanting everything in this world, covetous, dishonoring mother and father, and most of all, most importantly, the fourth commandment, which pertains to today, which actually violates a commandment in a time, in a season, which is the Sabbath, which the Vatican, the Catholic Church, came along and changed and determined and made it their own law that the new day of worship would be Sunday in order to get people to worship Nimrod and the sun and have all of its daughters of Babylon, the great whore, its churches, its offshoot churches, these denominations that you go to on Sunday, have all of you saying that this is the day. Now, this is not the day. Our Savior did not rise from the tomb on this day. They came to the tomb on this day. He had already risen, for we know he rose on the Shabbat. That's another lesson within itself. And scripture tells us that man would think to change times and seasons. And scripture also made it clear to us that men would be caught up into traditions and philosophies. And so it's been a tradition. People say, my mom, my dad, everybody went to church on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. But what scripture is that? Where is it scripture? We have to understand that the Sabbath is what was given to us. This day is what was given to us to set aside everything. As a set apart people, we have a set apart day where we worship the Most High and recognize Him and His statutes, laws, and commandments. If you listen to the shows in the archives, you'll see we've done many lessons to let you know that the commandments were never done away with and will never be done away with. We have a few things to discuss on today and break down, but let's stay right here as far as it pertains to the commandments and what's never done away with. When you look at Psalms 119, it says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. And we'll talk about that in a second, what his testimonies are. And that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. First of all, a lot of people think it's impossible to not sin. Because your favorite terminology in today's times is, ain't nobody perfect. But when you look in the New Testament and the Gospels and you hear them talking about Zacharias and Elizabeth, who were the mother and father of John the Baptist, it lets you know that they were perfect because they kept the commandments, the statutes and laws. These laws are made to bring you into perfection if you will adhere to them and keep them as you learn them. There is a reason why the Messiah said, be ye perfect as I am perfect, be ye holy as I am holy. And the only way you can do that is by governing yourself after the laws that the Father gave us. So do not ascribe to modern day theology or this culture system that says, oh, nobody's perfect. Now, what happens is when you strive for perfection in this pursuit of perfection, in doing so after an amount of time, you'll find yourself being perfect. So the whole intentional aspect in putting forth the effort of striving for perfection is what brings perfection. That is my case in point. In other words, if I strive for perfection for today, lay my head down tonight, wake up in the morning and strive for perfection, so on and so on. After a week's time, I look back and say, okay, I've been flawless, not self-righteous, but my pursuit of holiness and perfection has begun to bring me into a different disposition in a different place. It's a matter of becoming what you do on a daily basis. I may not be considered a painter the first day I start painting, but after a year, and I've been painting every day for a whole year, most people will begin to look me up and say, I know a painter because this is what he does. So we become what we do on a daily basis when it becomes seems we have a glitch with the show. There seems to be something not correct. But nevertheless, we may have to go back into it. Just bear with us. Let me finish this out. Revelations, the Revelations 12. Let's go into Revelations, the 12th chapter, 16 and 17. And it says, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And there is a remnant that will have the testimony of Jesus Christ that Satan's going to try to destroy in the earth in the last hour. And it's those that keep the commandments. Furthermore, let's look at Revelations 14 and 12. Revelations 14 and 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelations 13 and 10 says, He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. For here is the patience and the faith of the saints, talking more about the ones that are patient by keeping the statutes and commandments. And when you look at Isaiah, the 54th chapter, it tells you who the woman is. It is us, the saints. And when you look at Psalms 144, it tells you that the saints are the Israelites. And these are the things we must remember, that in Revelations it makes it clear that those that have keep the commandments will have a seal on their foreheads and will be protected when evil comes. And when you look at this world, there are evils all around us with sickness, disease, and demons in afflicting people. When you have the Pope release two doves, and those doves were attacked by a seagull and a raven, it is very clear that it was the Most High that allowed that to happen, to say that peace is about to be removed from the earth. Man will not dictate peace. Scripture says when they say peace, then will come sudden destruction. You have an event called the world's biggest event coming up on tomorrow, which will be a world stage for them to do their satanic rituals and try and evoke evil upon the world, to see people destroyed who don't follow after the Most High. And we know there's some symbology with a white horse riding into, as mentioned into Revelations, as it pertains to one of the teams. But, you know, we don't fear, and we brace ourselves for what is to come. We do not fear, and we understand what the Most High has in store for his people. And I want to apologize because it seems to be a glitch with Blog Talk. This show was scheduled to go for at least an hour and a half, and that's why you hear me rushing. There seems to be something that has transpired, taking place with the recording of the time, and it's been shortened to 15 minutes. I'm going to have to cut it short, and we'll have to pick up next week once I find out what happened. So I truly apologize. We will make sure that everything is back where it's supposed to be next week. There's so many topics we want to cover from now on the Shabbat as it pertains to our health and what we should be doing to combat these chemtrails, the poison water, the fake snow, and the poisoning of the food that's coming, and the poisoning of the water filtration systems that's coming. There's ways we can combat that outside of our spirituality. First off, you must be a commandment keeper. You must keep the Sabbath. But then you must eat right and not be silly and put stupid things inside of your body that's going to worsen or compound the effect of these poisons and toxins that they're putting inside of us. There are things such as chlorophyll for cleaning your blood, because chlorophyll is very similar to blood. The only difference between the two is chlorophyll is magnesium-based and blood is iron-based. And you'll find that chlorophyll is what blood is to our bodies, chlorophyll is to plants throughout the earth. Always remember that when you have bleeding ulcers or anything taking place. And as far as food poisoning, salmonella poisoning, simple as organic mustard powder, something that you can utilize to combat that instead of running to these demonic doctors that are going to give you more medicines to make the problem worse, to cause you to become sick and not really assist you in anything. Brothers and sisters, we can get through this. This is our ministry, and we're going to stand. Remember Psalms 91:1. 1,000 are going to fall to your left, 10,000 to your right, but we will remain standing. When evil comes upon the earth, there will be people, 144,000, sealed in their foreheads, those that have the testimony of Christ, which is the commandments of the Most High. Will be able to stand. Satan can't even touch you. And even now in this earth, he has to get permission to touch you. What you have to do is be still and know that the Most High, Ahaya Ashar, Ahaya is God, and he can protect you. He's your wall. He's your fence. But you must have faith, be patient, and believe by keeping his statutes, laws, and commandments. Not being like the world. Come out of her. Do not assimilate to what this culture is doing. We have our own culture, and we have been made Kodesh, set apart, by keeping this blueprint for life, which are the commandments. I'm going to have to cut out. I apologize again for the shortness of the time. Not due to me. Something with Blog Talk. We'll straighten it out. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. Elder V, Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning. I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Hawaiian shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil old man, but him can't choke it on I man. So when I shake him, my last in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Flip a gun.